This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's a Friday edition of the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. And I'm having a giggle because it's Friday, so I'm working from the home studio, which the bosses are nice enough to let me do, or have forgotten that I do and don't care, because they ain't working at 4 o'clock on a Friday. Just kidding, Drabby. I know you're listening to this show somewhere, sometime, some way. But I'm getting ready to open the show, and back down the line, as they say in the business, I just hear Anthony go, "You here?"
Had to ask.
You didn't know where I was, Anthony, on your board. You didn't know whether I was on the old Comrex 1 or Comrex 2.
No, I did not.
Well, did you listen to the Junkies back in the day when I was a reporter? And they used to call, because I had a Comrex at my house before everyone did. This is before 2020 when we all realized we could work from home if we needed to. But I had one in my house because I would do hits on all the shows. Or occasionally I'd take it on the road with me and do my stuff when I was traveling covering the team. And they called it the Hoffrex.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's a lurch term, I believe. Oh, Craig's on the Hoffrex. Or maybe that was a Grant and Danny thing.
Hoffrex.
Yeah.
All right.
So now I'm not going to tell you whether I'm on Comrex 1 or Comrex 2. I'm going to be like, I'm on the Hoffrex, and you got to figure it out.
All right. I'll just look up there next time.
Yeah. Or I could just tell you. Typically, I'm on 2. You know why I'm on 2? Because that was my number when I played sports.
That's my favorite number.
Are you a number 2 guy on the jersey?
For most of my life, I was number 2. When I started playing Pop Warner, I wore number 21 for Sean Taylor.
That's a good one. Yeah. Mine started with Little League. We were the Yankees one year. That was not a choice. Nobody judged me for that. You're assigned a team. And, like, I got the last jersey left, but somehow it was number 2. And this is, like, when Derek Jeter was one of the best 5 players in baseball.
I'm about to say, that is dope.
And I was, like, sick. And I just kind of kept it. Nice, my number ever since. So, anyway, that's how we're starting the show today. I'm on Comrex 2. Anthony, we have updates from around the NFL on multiple fronts, including a couple of new Commanders signings. But the first one that just came through for the Commanders is Nate Herbig, who you might have been like, wait, isn't his name Nick? No, that's his brother. Herbig brothers both played in Pittsburgh last year. Nate is an offensive lineman who's played most of his career for the Jets. He actually started at center for the Pittsburgh Steelers last year and then missed a ton of time with a torn rotator cuff. But his PFF numbers are pretty good. Like, he was a pretty good player in New York. Rotational piece, never really a full-time starter, but started a bunch of games. Like, he moved around. He's kind of their swing guy in the O-line. But he's now... You know, he's still not like old. I mean, it's a 1 year deal, but this is a guy that I assume would be in the mix to at the very least be the interior swing guy. Could be Sam Cosmi's replacement to start the season, but I also wonder if he could just flat out win the left guard job. over Nick Allegretti. Like, he and Allegretti are probably pretty similar style players. I definitely think it's going to come down to, like, who plays better in camp. And then, honestly, Anthony, you know, something we haven't really talked about because it's March and we don't need to talk about this yet, but here we are now. What else are we going to talk about? You know, there's two guard spots open to start the year, and then Sam's going to come back, and then there's one guard spot open. Let's say that Allegretti, for continuity's sake, stays at left guard, and then Herbig plays right guard. If Herbig way out plays Allegretti, there's no rule that says you can't just kick him over and be like, all right, Sam's back, he's right guard. Nate, you're playing left. Get your best five on the field. Let's go. So in some ways, you have like an open tryout now with consequences. But a tryout with consequences the first 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it is of the season until Sam Cosmi gets back. There's no reason that can't be why it is. And that would be, you know, every bit of how this organization and this team operates because they thrive on competition.
Yeah, I mean, and I think we sort of kind of saw that last year, you know, deciding to go with Trent Scott over Michael Dieter, who has guard slash center experience. They wanted to, you know, put their best five out there, and, you know, it ended up being, you know, two right tackles on the right side of the line. So, again, like, I think they're going to do, you know, what best works for everybody, and it's going to come down to competition at the end of the day.
I think it's going to make training camp more fun because – I think you might have multiple competitions. I know they're saying Coleman's at right tackle, but if Wiley has a really good camp and Coleman struggles, and depending on if they're cross-training him at guard, I do wonder if we still wind up with a Brandon Coleman at guard situation. Because ultimately, like, you want to have your best five out there, which is a more complicated than it sounds, because you got to have the five that work together out there. If a dude's, you know, if you got two centers that are really good, putting one of them at tackle is probably not going to help you a whole lot. You're like, you need your best five man combo out there, not necessarily just your five best guys when it comes to like Madden rating. That works in Madden. It doesn't really work in real life. Why are you smiling like you do that, Anthony?
Cause I do.
Yeah. I, that one I could have known from. I don't need Darius to come down from the other studio and complain about the Madden League on that one. That one I knew. It's one thing when you switch a guy from right guard to left guard. You put centers at tackle. You definitely do that.
Nah, I put a center at right guard, and then I put my left tackle rookie that I drafted at right tackle.
That's not breaking the rules too much.
Yeah, not too crazy.
Nothing heinous. But anyway, the point is, in real life, you got to get your best five, and if Coleman is clearly not working out at tackle, I don't know that they force it any longer. Not that you're forcing it. I'm not predicting that. Like, he was fine last year, showed some real promise, and if he can figure out some of the things that he struggled with last year at left tackle at right, then sweet. But I think that's kind of interesting what happens at right tackle. Now you got some nice bodies to battle it out on the interior. And really, outside of Tunsil at left tackle and Biotish at center, nothing settled for the Commanders' offensive line in a way that's good, right? Yeah, of course, it would be better. It'd be best if we knew because they had five studs across the way. But they're probably also draft someone. So where does that improbable interior person or potential tackle fit into the mix? So there's a lot of decisions to make that they'll – you know, some, unfortunately, the reality is will be made for them injury-wise because that happens every camp on every O-line across the league. Hopefully nothing major happens there. But we'll also see in preseason games and in camp how that all goes down. And ultimately, we'll be monitoring it here on the Hoffman Show starting in OTAs, which are 2 months away at this point. Now, none of those guys are going to have to block Dante Fowler in training camp. They will have to block him twice a year in the division. Fowler today leaves 1 year, $8 million to go back to the Cowboys. This is a guy that's been with Dan Quinn in multiple spots, but clearly he did not like the offer that he got from Washington. I don't know how much lower it was than the $8 million he ultimately gets from the Cowboys, Anthony, but he was going off this weekend on Twitter of like, these guys, I'm so much better, blah, blah, blah. I can't believe the disrespect. And like, on some level, I get it, to be fair to Dante, because he had, what, 10.5 sacks last year? Like, that's a pretty good year. But he also did a bunch of crazy stuff against the run and was unreliable and is probably better off in a smaller role than he had last year. And for that reason, like, he's going to get paid like a rotational guy. And Dallas paid him as a good rotational guy, which he is. But I don't know that Washington, for whatever reason, it seemed like they didn't want to go in that direction. And for a guy that Dan Quinn knows really well and has had in multiple stops and knew him back when they were both at Florida, if I'm remembering correctly, or there's at least some ties there. It's an interesting move to see him go back in the division.
Yeah, definitely interesting. But also a little sad to like see this guy go, just because he was our only double-digit sack guy last year. So, again, like, I think this entire offseason we've been asking questions, who's going to fill the void at edge kind of thing. And, you know, we got some guys that they've brought in. You know, they've beefed up the defensive line. But at the same token, we still want a more complete guy, one guy that's going to be able to do both. And we don't know if we have that guy just yet. So it's a little weird.
So, I mean, yes and no, right? Because who's a better football player overall, Dietrich Wise or Dante Fowler? And I know that might sound like a crazy question, but I'm telling you guys, Dietrich Wise is better than you think. Like, this is where, as fans and as people who aren't like pro scouts, who spend our entire life studying this league and trying to find every dude, like, this is where we get ourselves in trouble, because we've heard of Dante Fowler, right? I was laughing so hard. Do you get the NFL Network mobile alerts, by the way, Anthony?
No, I don't get those.
So they've been doing this bit where they want you to click on the alert, because that's probably good for their numbers. Like, oh, these generated the X amount of clicks, and then they can go sell that, because that's how business works in 2025, because we're broken as a society. But the NFL Network alert for Dante Fowler is this. Just in, after 10.5 sacks and a 67-yard touchdown in 2024, the number 3 pick of the 2015 draft is changing teams. And they want you to click on it and be like, who is it? I know it's Dante Fowler, because ESPN sent out an alert from Adam Schefter saying Dante Fowler, there actually was a generic alert. Pass rusher Dante Fowler agrees to a contract with the Cowboys. So, like, I don't need to click on that. I could check my phone and be like, okay, we're good. But because he's the number 3 in the pick in the draft in 2015, and he's a big name, and he had a bunch of sacks, people think, like, oh, he's a better player. Snap in, snap out, Dietrich Wise is probably a better football player. And he might do more of what they want from that edge position, especially on first and second down. Now, I have no file on Jacob Martin, who they signed last night. He is, other than what I can read you biographically, he's 6'2", 242. So he's a guy that's a lot smaller, a lot quicker in theory. Was a sixth round pick of Seattle back in 2018. And in his career, he's got 21 sacks. So there's your guy with pass rush juice. Just none of us have ever heard of Jacob Martin. But if they like him and they can get the most out of him, then sweet. Like, go for it. And he cost you $3 million, which is $5 million less than what Dante Fowler just got paid for the Cowboys. And from, like, a work ethic or whatever standpoint, a humility standpoint, he's probably more willing to be a backup than Dante Fowler was. And so, again, that's not I feel like that came off a little stronger than I wanted to be anti-Dante Fowler. But if all of a sudden you're rolling in with a draft pick, Dietrich Wise, Jacob Martin, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, Dorrance Armstrong, again, it's a floor. And then we'll see how good the draft pick is, and that's going to establish the ceiling. But there's no one they could have signed that's out there. I mean, I guess Azeez Ojulari is the closest you're going to get. But realistically, I don't know how much better Azeez Ojulari is than Jacob Martin.
Yeah, I just know how good he has been and has played against the Commanders, and I'd be willing to kick the wolves. But, you know, that they are the evaluators. I trust them, so oh well.
Pass rush grade, Jacob Martin last year in Chicago, 67, 71 the year before in Indy, was just below 60. It was 59.6 the year before that, and then 69, 60, 59, 69 in his first 4 years between Seattle and Houston. I mean, in 2021 in Houston, he graded out as a 67 overall on PFF. He had 4 sacks that year, but he had 700 snaps. Like, he played a lot. And then last year, 3 sacks, 11 hurries, 17 pressures, and just 222 snaps. Again, those aren't amazing numbers, but guy's got a little bit of juice.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Limited reps as well, though.
So, like, if he's battling to make the team and probably is a decent special teams player, cool. hopefully he doesn't make the team, or he's just a special teams player because they find someone better than that. But this is about the floor. And Dante Fowler's clearly better, but what happens if you then draft a guy, an edge at 29, and then Dante's like, I want more reps. And I think, based off his tweets, I wonder if that was a problem, is I guess what I'll say about that.
Yeah.
All right, when we get back, we will dive into a little bit more of the news around the NFL. And then Clint Yates joins us at 4:30, weekend preview 4:45. We are going to do a Friday edition of Never Read the Comments at 5. And Chris Nockey, ahead of Maryland, taking on or going into the Big Ten quarterfinals tonight, coming off of the double bye. We will talk to Nockey at 5:30, then give way to Maryland basketball at 6. Short show on a Friday here on the Hoffman Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.